is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Well, we are looking at a couple of shots of cold air. Surprise, surprise, right? We've seen nothing but surprising cold air masses since last November. We're in our sixth month of colder-than-normal bias conditions across the middle of the country. I don't know about you folks, but I'm getting a little tired of it. We are going to warm up. Today's the first day of spring, so we can celebrate with some warmer weather across the region today, but certainly we're not going to encounter any prolonged period of warmth here, because already tomorrow we'll see colder air coming back into the region once again. This is going to set the stage for a prolonged period, actually about 5 or 6 days worth of rather cold conditions. And we're not talking about just a slight cooling bias here. We're talking about temperatures that are going to be in the northern Midwest, probably 20 to 30 degrees below normal for this time of the year. And for the lower Midwest, probably won't be quite as anomalous, but we'll still be seeing 15 to 20 degree departure from normal temperatures. So we're not playing around with this one. It's going to be significant. We're going to get freezes down into the lower Mississippi River Basin, portions of the Tennessee Basin, and also the interior Southeast. And on top of all of that, we're probably going to have an opportunity for a snow event to possibly evolve in portions of Virginia and North Carolina, with a little bit of light snow possibly in the Ohio River Valley, the portions of Tennessee and northernmost sections of Alabama and Georgia, as we get involved with some of the coldest weather coming up towards the early part of next week. So it's a real mess. Well, as we go through the afternoon, the temperatures will be warmer today. We'll look for the afternoon highs to peak out in the range of 30s and 40s in the Great Lakes region. Everybody else will be in the 50s, with some 60s expected from Missouri into portions of Kansas and Nebraska. That warmer air will work its way into the lower eastern Midwest in a more significant manner tomorrow. We'll look for highs then, expected to run mostly in the 60s, and a handful of lower 70s will occur. This will be from central Illinois and central Indiana southward into portions of Kentucky and Missouri. Now, we will see, this being the last day of the warmth tomorrow, the northwestern part of the Corn Belt will already be turning quite a bit colder as we go through the afternoon tomorrow, and then as we move into Saturday, the cold air will quickly overspread most of the Midwest. Our coolest day will probably be Sunday, and the high temperature Sunday will be mostly confined to 20s across the northern Midwest. 30s and some lower 40s will occur in the south, and the low temperatures will probably drop down into some single digits and teens across the Great Lakes and the uppermost parts of the Mississippi Basin, while it will be in the 20s across the south. Now, the reinforcing shot of cold air comes along for the early to middle part of next week, and we'll likely see the temperatures again dropping down into the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, actually for lows probably on Wednesday morning next week, and that'll be a fairly impressive coolness. We're not expecting a lot of precipitation, though, across the Midwest anytime real soon. A couple of small sets of light snow will come across the region as the cold air shots work their way across the region, but most of these are not expected to accumulate in a significant manner. There will be some pockets that are accumulating, but for the most part, it'll be a not-so-bad precipitation week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.